Rare diseases affect millions of people worldwide. Yet, awareness and resources remain limited. In South Africa, Rare Diseases South Africa is working tirelessly to support patients, families, caregivers, while still advocating for increased understanding and volunteer involvement. Today, I'm speaking with the team behind this important initiative to learn more about their work and how the public can get involved. So joining me right now is Nomsa Mtshali from Rare Diseases South Africa, a non-profit organization dedicated to improving the lives of people living with rare diseases. Through advocacy, support networks, volunteer programs, Rare Diseases South Africa aims to provide both practical help and a voice to those often overlooked by the healthcare system. Good afternoon, Nomsa. Can you tell us about the mission of Rare Diseases South Africa and how the organization started?
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for having me. Super chuffed to be here to share what we do as an organization. So my name is Nomsa, and I am the head of patient services at Rare Diseases South Africa. So what we do as an organization, we bridge the gap in simpler terms. We bridge the gap between rare disease patients and the healthcare system, either private and public as well. So our vision as an organization is to ensure that those impacted by rare diseases and congenital disorders get access to life-saving treatment and ensuring their quality of life as patients. So that is what that is our mission as an organization. And what we do as an organization, your question said to me, what are the
can you tell us about the mission?
I'm so much information. What are our challenges?
That's okay. Let's just go to the very, very beginning. What are rare diseases? How many in however many hundred thousand? Mm-hmm. How do we define a rare disease?
Okay. Rare diseases, as much as they are deemed as very small number of diseases, merely because we have a very small community. However, it is a very large community. One in every 15 people will either be impacted by rare diseases. So that's how we measure rare diseases. So in a group of 100 people, about 15% of those people will be impacted by rare diseases, which when you look at it like that, it's a very large number, because in a rugby match, there's 15 players on the ground. So one of them will either be impacted or affected by rare disease. So it's a very large number. And there is more than 7,000 rare diseases that have been named. And you still have those rare diseases that have still not named. And those fall under the cluster of undiagnosed rare diseases.
Okay. Okay. I know, but we did have somebody who told us mm-hmm. about doing screening.
Yes,
that you're able to screen for the 96 rare and completely devastating diseases. Are all of these rare diseases devastating? I know it sounds like such a stupid question, but are they?
It is. I'm glad you asked that question. Yes, they are. Yes, it is. Irrespective of it being an autoimmune disease, 80% of rare diseases are genetic. So that is tricky, because the parents carry the genes and they pass the genes on to their patients. Even though the parents would not, the disease would not be active on the carrier, but they will be active on the patient that they pass the genes on. So that means that we've had to have different types of screenings when it comes to rare diseases. They are extremely excruciating. And what has been a bit of a problem is the fact that a lot of people, just because they don't see the rare disease, they assume that it's not there, right? Mm. Because majority of the rare diseases are autoimmune, so they're inside your body. Yes, they're inside your body. So because people cannot see the physical side of it, they assume that it's not there, you know.
Okay, so give me an example of a rare disease that we might be able to recognize the name of.
Multiple sclerosis is one of the common rare diseases that we have, and also the intracranial hypertension. It's called IRH. It's called idiopathic intracranial hypertension. So these patients have intense headaches. It's not even migraines. It's intense headaches that they live with on a daily basis, and they don't have currently there's no treatment on IRH. It's just managing the disease with obviously different things. So those patients majority of them would gain weight because they take a certain specific drug to help ease with the pain. So they will gain weight and then creating other diseases within their bodies.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So how can we help support people who have rare diseases and also your work that you're doing?
Okay. So as an organization, like I mentioned earlier on, that our mission is to advocate for patients with rare diseases. We in South Africa, we currently have a bit of an issue when it comes to delayed or missed diagnosis or misdiagnosis as well. There is a lot of undiagnosed rare diseases and misdiagnosed patients, because sometimes rare diseases, they'll present themselves as something else, and the patients will then live managing a disease that they generally don't have because there's been a misdiagnosis. And genetic testing and limited access is also a bit of an issue in South Africa as a whole, because majority of rare diseases are genetic. So genetic testing and genetic tools, particularly in outside major or urban areas, the people battle with getting the correct diagnosis. And obviously the cost of diagnosis is another factor that prevents us and prevents the community, the rare disease community, into getting the correct diagnosis and also getting into treatment, because the cost of it, the cost involved in actually getting a diagnosis for a rare disease.
Okay. Nomsa, I'm afraid that we are out of time. How do people get in touch with you?
Okay, so people that are willing to assist us with when it comes to our fundraising, because we're an NGO, all the services we provide for our community are at no cost to anybody. For fundraising purposes, they can go into our website. We have updating fundraising events. They can get involved in that. And for the patients that have been going from pillar to post with a diagnosis, looking for a diagnosis, they've been battling with different things that they've been told by healthcare professionals, and they are in desperate need of a diagnosis, they're more than welcome to also give us a call, send us a message, and get involved in that things. And for the people that are willing to help us raise awareness, because awareness plays a major role in our organization, they are more than welcome to also please just send us a message. We are available on social media. We are available on our website as well, and we do have a hotline number.
Okay, so
yeah.
If you can give me that hotline number, 1 second. I just want to get through messages. One of our listeners messaging saying that Gaucher's, is it Gaucher's disease, which is prominent in Ashkenazi. Prominent in Ashkenazi Jews. Type 2 can be quite variable, and you can have children with issues and adults living their whole lives without even knowing it. That is that's incredible. And you know when you'll know it? When two people who are both carriers get married and they have children. And then it's a whole different prognosis for them. Okay, what is that hotline number?
Hotline number is 072-476-7552. And I'm glad that your listener, one of the listeners, mentioned Gaucher's, because it is a rare disease and it's affecting so many families that they don't even know.
Yeah.
And we do have patients that have Gaucher that are on treatment. And if patients are battling with getting access to treatment, they're more than welcome to reach out. We will be more than willing to assist.
That's really incredible. That's absolutely incredible. Nomsa, thank you so much. It's really been lovely speaking to you. Nomsa,
thank you for having me and shining light on rare diseases.
Thank you so much. That is Nomsa Mshali, championing awareness, the vital work of Rare Diseases South Africa, and how you can get help or how you can also get involved. That helpline number, 072-476-7552.